My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for James L. Molstad, James, middle initial L, last name Molstad. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and the aging process, period. His most recent lab work reveals a BUN of 26 from 23, creatinine of 1.6 from 1.4, and HGF-4 of 42 from 49. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria or any activity in the urinary sediments, period. He denies any urinary symptoms, period. This slight decline of from a stage 3A to 3B is likely medication related, as the patient is taking a few medications that could potentially be nephrotoxic. For instance, the omeprazole, the phenofibrate, lisinopril, metformin, and even the Jardiance, period. However, since the metformin, lisinopril, and Jardiance are controlling the patient's diabetes and high blood pressure, we will continue them at this time, period. We do recommend discontinuation of the omeprazole due to its nephrotoxic capabilities, recommend that the patient starts famotidine instead, FAMOTIDINE, 40 milligrams, one tablet daily. For heartburn, period. If the heartburn is severe and he absolutely needs an omeprazole, then he may take one as needed, but if it's not recommended on a regular basis, period. We also recommend holding or discontinuing the phenofibrate, period. The patient's total cholesterol, the patient's overall cholesterol or lipid panel is stable, with the exception of the elevated triglycerides, which has improved from 330 to 220. Period. We stress the importance of controlling the triglycerides through dietary means, such as limiting his intake of simple carbohydrates, foods that are high in fat and cholesterol, and also alcohol. Period. We will reevaluate the lipid panel at the next visit, and if there is still elevation of the triglycerides, we may consider a non-nephrotoxic alternative, such as Vascepa, V-A-S-C-E-P-A, period. The patient has lost 30 pounds since the last few months, and is encouraged to continue doing so. He weighs 267 pounds today and is euvolemic, period. We encourage him to continue a plant-based diet devoid of processed foods and decrease sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as overall decrease in fluid intake, no more than about 50 ounces in 24 hours, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is well controlled with a blood pressure of 114 over 64. As previously stated, he is euvolemic, period. Continue with the current regimen. Hyperlipidemia, as per number one, we recommend discontinuation of the phenofibrate, and continuation of the atorvastatin period, or reevaluate the lipid panel at the next visit and make necessary changes if needed. Period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control with A1C of 5.5% from 6.1%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, obesity. As previously stated, he has lost 30 pounds over the past few visits. He weighs 267 pounds a day and has a BMI of 35.3, period. He has lost a total of 10 pounds since August, since the last visit, period. We recommend continuation of the Jardiance as well as a recommended diet and increased physical activity. Period. Next line, adrenal adenoma. We ordered a CT of the adrenal glands to closely monitor the size of the adrenal adenoma to make sure it is not growing bigger. Period. The last size in 2021 was 2.1 centimeters. Period. The patient's blood pressure is very well controlled, so it may not be active at this point. Period. Next line. Coronary artery disease, which is managed by his cardiologist. Next line, history of gout / hyperuricemia, which is very well controlled on allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. His recent uric acid is his recent uric acid level is 3.4. Period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, GERD, G-E-R-D, we recommend discontinuation of the omeprazole and initiation of famotidine as needed for GERD. Period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. In 4 months. We will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. And